Hi, you made it through. What you cooking?
Hey, I got some questions for you.
What are they, sir?
About dating.
I'm listening, sir.
I'm a single male, 25 years old, and I've been dating for, about 7 years now, and I need some advice on dating.
I'm
just going out and having fun.
Let me tell you something, sir. You get to be no matter what age you are. You never get it down pat, sir. You never get it down pat. Dating. Ugh, I hate dating. From now on, but I got to take a massive. I'm going to say I got to go out on a date. That's what it is to me. A lot of that stuff. Dating is why men talk to themselves while they get blue in the face. Dating is why men go crazy. Dating. You think there's an answer? Some pat book? I can just tell you the solution is what you need to do. Here's your answer to dating. No, you need to make your own mistakes. Because there's two separate forces at work here. You want a slice. It's that simple. She, on the other hand, would prefer to enjoy the movie, the endless dinners, the sexual ballet one must play. She suspects that once you actually get to cut that slice, your visits will be less frequent. She is, of course, correct. However, there can be a fine line between you being used as a caterer and her being self-perceived as a hose bag. I mean, I love my honey, and I'm glad that I found her. But if truth be totally known, I was relieved to find her because I didn't want to date anymore. I didn't want to do it. Oh, you guys that have been married 20 years, you think, oh, God, I wouldn't mind a couple of dates. Yeah. You don't know what you're asking for. Planning. Squatting over a mirror, plucking to costal foliage in case you get lucky. Finding your good underwear, laying it out. And then the shopping. Making sure you got the food all just right, even if you can't cook. Asking people. Like a military exercise, you're lining everything up. Trying to decide what wine to drink. How many glasses to pour. I mean, you want everybody a little tipsy, you don't want her falling down drunk. And then after all the effort to sit there listening to mindless conversation, it's midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, you think it's safe to make your move. By then, you've appeared that you're interested enough in all the things he has to say. And then when you lean forward, she's like, oh no, please don't. Let's not ruin the evening. You're like, ruin the evening? I was thinking about making the evening. I mean, I called you up. I said, we could get together. We'll have a little dinner. And then you and I will, tear it up a little bit. And she'd be like, well, I didn't mean tear it up. When you said that, you were so forward about it. I didn't think you were serious. That's when I jump up and say, didn't think I'm serious? Take a look at this. That is serious, man. That is serious as a heart attack. Take a look. That's when they'd back up. I'd say, I've been sitting here like an idiot. Throw my wine glass into the wall. Hors d'oeuvres, huh? All these hors d'oeuvres I made, what good they do me? Take a look. Not serious. I'll tell you how serious I am. I'll tell the whole neighborhood I was serious. At that point, I'd run and I wouldn't even open the window. I would just stick my head through my sliding glass door. And yell, hey! This is Nino Grisanelli in apartment 7B. The day I got it here doesn't think I'm serious. I am serious. Look how dead hot I am. Look at me. I'd turn around by this time and there she'd be backing slowly toward the door. You're out of your mind.
You're not well. I mean, this isn't a business arrangement. You asked me over for dinner. And now you're acting as though that's my part of the bargain? What the hell kind of person are you anyway? Who are you? What kind of scum are you? What kind of rock did you crawl out from under? Well, you can crawl back in as far as I'm concerned. I'm leaving.
She'd grab her purse and go click-clacking down the stairs. By now, all the neighbors would be looking out their apartment doors.
I'd be like, what are you looking at?
Pounding their doors with their fists as I ran by, chasing her down the stairs. She jumping behind the wheel of her car. Wait a minute.
Hey, all right. Are you free next Friday night? We can try this again.
It's the all-new Greaseman Show. Hang on for more great bits coming up.
Quick pause, and then I'll be back. Stand by for more of the Greaseman Show.